Welcome to The Apotheosis, a StarKid fancast dedicated to untangling the mysteries of Hatchetfield, one implication at a time.
I'm Ramona.
And I'm Mina. Get your cup of poison coffee and let's begin. Today's episode will be about Webby. How her powers work, her relationship to characters like Hannah and Lex, and what little we know about her mysterious past. But first, our StarKid spotlight is on...
Mariah Rose Faith Casilla was born on December 29, 1995 in California. She is 26 years old, a Capricorn, and has a younger brother named Luke. For college, she went to Los Angeles Film School to study film direction. Mariah was cast to play Lex on Black Friday, but couldn't due to her obligations to play Regina George in the first national tour of Mean Girls that was running at the same time. Mariah got chosen for the role after some members of the music team noticed a song cover that she posted to her YouTube channel. She got to vlog the experience for Broadway.com's YouTube channel. She's in the process of writing her own original musical about Luigi from Super Mario. Mariah has a Cameo, Twitch, and Patreon. On Patreon, you can get access to early content, live streams, Q&As, behind the scenes, and a voice or acting lesson a month. Mariah has taught voice lessons before COVID, but it's getting back into it now. If you're interested, email her at mowaya@gmail.com. Her prominent Hatchetfield roles are Alice Woodward, Zoe Chambers, Webby, Stephanie Lauder, Greenpeace Girl, Doug, Melissa, Peep Agent, Nurse, Three Girl Creature, Casey, and Aerobics Coach. Her Hatchetfield character's mortality rate is 67%.
That's amazing, Ramona. All right, the stage is set. It's showtime. Let's begin. All right, episode 6.
Let's start with kind of where we first meet Webby and how we're introduced to her in Black Friday. Okay, in Black Friday, we're kind of introduced to, Ethan calls her, the imaginary spider from outer space.
Yes.
And we assume that Webby is giving Hannah some sort of vision. We don't really know what's going on at the point of Black Friday.
Well, I think at the beginning we assume that Hannah's just making her up, that she's just an imaginary friend that Hannah's using to cope with this. No, we find out later that she's this real elder god.
I am curious, in Black Friday, Hannah says, I'm not supposed to. Webby says, I'm not supposed to. Why would Webby say that Hannah can't tell Lex what's going on? Though Hannah herself is a bit confused about it, but she does know more than Lex and Ethan do at this point.
Maybe Webby doesn't want Hannah to know that Webby and Lex were... together in the past, like they Lex had Webby as that, I don't know what to call it, since she's not an imaginary friend, she just sort of lives in her brain, kind of helping
her out. A magical friend.
I guess magical works.
Magical friend. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, I guess that's the only thing I can think of, that she doesn't want her telling her, like, now it's not the right time.
Yeah, it's weird to me, because... Lex forgets about Webby, about her power, because when Webby does return to her, Webby tells Lex, do you remember your power? Which means Lex forgot it, and Webby herself, to some extent, because she does remember that she had Webby as an imaginary friend.
Yes.
There's also something about her saying that she thinks Hannah heard her talking to Webby, which means there was a period of time where Hannah was without Webby, but Lex had her.
Oh, so, like, in the part where Ethan and Lex are talking, and Ethan is thinking back to what, I think it's what Eddie says, and Eddie says that most people grow out of it, out of the gift, and so I'm wondering if maybe Webby could actually, like, be the gift, since Lex grew out of Webby, and Hannah just abandons her, she banishes her, and so that's kind of growing out of her, like, she doesn't need her as much anymore.
I don't think Webby's the gift. I think that's...
I mean, not, like, literally, but, like, kind of.
She could be connected to it in a way.
Yeah.
But she's kind of connected to the gift and all the magic that we see in Hatchetfield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking kind of maybe Hannah couldn't tell Lex what Webby was saying. Maybe because if Lex gets info on Webby, something...
Like, she'll remember.
...weird will happen. Like, she'll remember and... her remembering it would be bad for
maybe
some reason.
Maybe her magic will, like, be triggered and brought back or something.
Yeah. Though she can do it without Webby,
because...
Oh, yeah, on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that was all her, though, because I feel like McNamara helped a bit.
Yeah.
I feel like it was mostly her, but I feel like he helped.
McNamara reminded her what her power was.
Yeah, he, like, initiated the process.
Yeah. But Lex herself did it, because McNamara can't, as far as we know, move objects to and through the black and white. What about the fact that Webby informed or warned Hannah that Wiggly was bad, at the very least?
He's, like, this powerful monster, and she wouldn't have been able to deal with that, like, unprepared, I guess. And so she would have had to know going into it.
But Hannah can't really deal with it anyway, which is why it's weird. And what you said earlier, she doesn't seem to know about these lords in black because she's surprised by them.
Yeah.
But she's not... Well, she's surprised to see Wiggly, but she knows who he is and that he is bad. But she doesn't know who... Or maybe it's because it's Otho, not Pokey, that she's confused.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. Well, do you think she knows about the other lords, then?
I'm not sure. There's not really a way to gauge that. It's possible, but I feel like Webby's holding things back while also trying to make everything clear.
Yes.
Because Hannah's just a kid, and she doesn't want to scare her.
Mm-hmm. So do you think Hannah was, like, destined to save the world, then?
Well, she doesn't save the world. Like, how kind of Chosen One stories work. If Hatchetfield has a Chosen One or that kind of thing, it's Hannah.
Yes, definitely.
But I don't know...
She doesn't really. She kind of fails.
Yeah, she's... Because she's just a kid. This is realistic.
Yeah.
Like, normally these Chosen One stories are, like, 11-year-olds. The 11-year-old's not going to save the world.
Like in Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe when Hannah's older, if we see her... significantly older,
yeah,
maybe she'll be able to do greater things then.
I feel like she would have more control of her powers then, and she would have more time to, like, come to terms with them.
The thing is that we've been told the powers peak at 15.
Yeah, but we talked about this last time. I feel like she's gonna have hers forever. I don't think they're gonna go away.
I think so too, but we could be wrong, because from what we've been told,
yeah, maybe.
They'll start to leave.
Yes, but she has, like, the most...
She has Webby.
The most psychic power...
the most powerful
mind, psychic mind in, like, the whole history of humanity, something like that.
Close enough.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's a good question. We don't really have a clear answer for it. It's definitely something to think about.
Do you think that Webby can go into other people's heads? I mean, so far we've only seen her... in Hannah's head and talked about in Lex's head, I guess, if it's actually like that. But I'm not sure if she can be in other people's heads, probably, but...
I think... I don't know.
And do you think it has to be, like, magical people? Or can it just be normal people? Or I guess that doesn't really work, since a lot of the people in Hatchetfield have a touch of the gift.
I don't really know how to answer that, because we don't really have anything to base an answer of that question off of.
Yeah.
I think she's able to go to Lex as easy as she can because of her past connection, but I don't know if she'd be able to do that with other people. What do you think?
I think it would probably be harder. I think maybe they would, like, resist or be, like, freaked out or something.
Yeah, definitely.
That kind of brings up another question, like, how do you think she steps into people's minds?
I don't have an answer for that. Do you?
No.
Great. Well, she's not exactly a physical being.
Yeah.
She can change her physical form, and when we do see her, she's able to kind of, like, phase away, or she's fully there in... Witch in the Web, but they're in Hannah's mind, so there's no actual physical person. And when we see her in Yellow Jacket, when they're doing the cute sleepover thing,
yeah,
she's able to become all those different and then go back to one and into a spider, back to a person. So I don't know if she physically, like, steps into people's mind.
Yeah.
But she connects to them, at the very least. and I don't really know how she does that. That's just one of her powers, I guess.
Do you think that she could have one copy of herself be in someone's head and then different, I guess copy is the best word, or like double or something, be in a different person's head at the same time?
There's a line in Yellowjacket that Webby says, I'm trying to think of the order, because there's a few things. But the main thing that she says that I'm very intrigued by, it's hard to be everywhere at once.
Yes.
So there's only, we've talked about this before, and I think this pretty well cements the idea that there is only one Webby, and that she has to jump around to these different timelines and help the different Hannahs. And she's having trouble doing this, because maybe there's a fixed number of timelines, maybe there's an infinite one, we're not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot for Webby to deal with at once. And so I don't think she can do these different forms, or maybe she can do one of each form with a different, like she can be a spider or a person with different Hannahs at the same time.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
There's something else she says there in that segment. I wish it wasn't like this. I didn't have to be here.
So it's kind of like she's forced to be there, kind of, or like she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, I think she doesn't want to be dealing with all of this, but she also has this
kind of an obligation to.
Yeah.
We see her leave two times. We see her leave in Yellowjacket when Hannah pushes her out. And then we know about her leaving in Witch in the Web. And where do you think she went during those times?
One first?
Let's do Yellowjacket first. Did she go home to the Black and White?
In Yellowjacket, it's described like her cosmic web snap. She's been pushed out of Hannah. Hannah doesn't want Webby anymore. So Hannah doesn't want her anymore. And so Webby's not able to be with Hannah if Hannah doesn't want her.
Yes.
Is what this is exhibiting to us. And we know that she goes back to Lex during this time.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Does Webby give Lex the vision with the sing-along pokies? Or do we think that's a side effect of Webby kind of re-merging with Lex?
No, I think that's a vision. You talked about this last time, but I think it's a vision. Because that'd be a pretty strange side effect.
But Webby knows that there's not enough time to... Or maybe she can't really control the visions that she kind of causes. Because there's not really time for Lex to be dealing with this. Because Hannah is about to die. Lex is Webby's last hope to help Hannah. And time is of the essence. Mm-hmm. Why give her this vision intentionally? So that's why I feel like it's a kind of side effect. But it is still a vision because it's not physically happening.
Yeah, it would make sense since it has to do with Pokey and Hannah is dealing with Pokey at that exact moment. So both could make sense.
Yeah. And then the other time was Witch in the Web.
Yeah, where did she go? Why did she leave? Or we kind of know why she left, but I feel like the answer isn't really very clear. She left like right around the same time that Lex left, that she got arrested, but I guess she just left because Hannah was sad. And maybe like Lex and Webby were connected in that way. So like when she left, Webby left or something.
I have a few ideas for this one. The first, I don't think this is exactly likely, but maybe she went back to Lex because Lex is kind of alone again.
Like she needs
and
her.
And Lex is feeling terrible that she left Hannah with Pamela. And maybe Lex needed Webby more than Hannah did at that moment. Maybe Webby left because something with Lex leaving messes up her hope for saving this timeline, and she's abandoned it. Maybe Willabella is doing something to Hannah that forces Webby to exit or leave the main front of Hannah's mind. This kind of brings up the thing with the songs is interesting. She has to play these songs in order to remember
so she
Webby.
Forget, yeah.
But we never see her playing these songs again. Like, in Yellowjacket, these things don't come up at all.
Yeah.
And
I think it's kind of sweet that Webby played songs for Hannah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of nice.
But these songs are warnings. The Witch in the Web song, it pretty well maps out what's going on that whole episode.
Yeah.
Because it's like, remember who you are when Hannah remembers who she is, she's able to beat Willabella, and Webby's able to return. What are your ideas for where she went during that?
I mean, the first thing I thought of was maybe she just went back to the black and white.
Why would she go there? What would her reasoning be?
The first thing I thought of was maybe she had nowhere else to go, but now you're giving reasons for, or like, examples of other places where she could go. But, yeah, I can't really think of any other places beyond that.
Yeah, maybe she's just dealing with something extremely horrible in a different timeline. If we're going with the idea that there's only one of her and she can only appear in one timeline at a time, maybe something is going horribly wrong in another timeline.
Oh, and she has to leave and go deal with
that. So she has to leave this Hannah to deal with the other thing.
Yeah. Is there anything that could be that we know of? I don't think there is.
It's hard to place when Witch in the Web takes place.
Yeah. Well, we know Hannah's 14, but...
So it's in between Black Friday and Yellow Jacket, but not in the one where Black Friday occurred.
Do you think that Webby can make the world restart? Like, the timelines?
I don't think so. We have no evidence of this happening before. We know we're dealing with different timelines, not time loops. There's no reason for us to believe that at this point.
Oh, do you think that Pamela had Webby? Do you think it's like a generational thing?
I don't know.
Because Willabella and Webby know each other.
Yeah. But Pamela's a descendant. Or actually, no, Pamela's the descendant, because it's daughter.
She doesn't, I feel like she wouldn't, but like, Willabella and Webby know each other.
It's possible.
She could have just forgotten if it peaked at 15 if she had the gift.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know.
I think that's a cool idea. I think maybe. Yeah, maybe. I kind of hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah, I just think it's kind of a cool idea.
That means Webby's been doing this for a really long time.
There are other ways that Willabella and Webby could know each other, but I mean, that's one of the ways that they could know each other.
From what?
Like,
I mean, not the other ways. I know the other ways are what I think, but how does Webby know Willabella through these people? Because you're implying that Webby only knows Willabella because she's connected to Willabella's descendants.
Like, because she was a disciple of Wiggly, and, like, Webby is their sister.
Yeah. So I don't think Webby only knows them through connecting to Willabella's descendants. I think Webby has been involved with Willabella for a really long time.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that Webby and Willabella have known each other for a long time, since Willabella's hanging, maybe, even.
I mean, yeah, both could be true. Descendants and other ways.
And I think that I'm kind of interpreting the line in the Witch in the Web song, "I could throw away the keys now, but that's not me, oh no." She's talking about kind of holding the Witch in the Web, who is Willabella. She's holding Willabella back. Webby's doing this. And she has the ability to throw away the key, which would mean either releasing her or perhaps killing her. And I think the reason she's not doing that is because she has this plan involving Willabella and Hannah. I think Webby's overall plan, she wants to kind of destroy or overthrow these lords in black, something, either revenge, something like that. And in order for Hannah to get her full power, as she leaves Hannah, therefore exposing her to Willabella, and this could go horribly wrong and Hannah could die. But Webby's going to take the gamble because she's got a lot of Hannahs to play with. And after Hannah remembers who she is and is like, "I have the power here," and kind of weakens Willabella, Webby comes back full force. And Webby's now able to use her powers more. We don't hear anything about Hannah having to sing these songs anymore in order to remember her.
Oh, yeah.
I think Hannah rising above Willabella, it allows Webby to be more powerful and kind of more specific when talking to Hannah.
So you think that Webby is just, like, she's for the good side. You don't think she has ulterior motives. Like, do you think she's fully against her brothers? Like, it appears that she is.
I think she... You answer first. Because I've got a long thing on this.
I think probably yes. all that we've shown is that, yes, she is this pure being who is totally against the Lords in Black, against her brothers, but I kind of like it if she was, like, at least a little bit evil. I think that would be a great plot twist.
If we think she's got some ulterior plan with Hannah here, maybe it won't work out well for Hannah. Maybe Webby's using Hannah to get something she wants.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's playing with her in some timelines. Like, she's sort of, like, experimenting with her and seeing what she can do with her powers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the web I spin for you, because that pretty well relates to what we were just saying.
Yes.
You start.
Okay. So, I had this question, and it was, who do you think she's singing to?
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's singing to several different people. I think she's singing to all of the different lords. And to Hannah, too, maybe a little bit. Maybe to Willabella, too.
So the question is, who is she singing to?
Yeah.
I have three main guesses. There are a few other ones that I think are less likely. But number one is either all the Lords in Black, or if it's a specific one, it's 100% to Wiggly.
Wiggly, yes.
We get a spotlight on him. We know he's...
It, like, zooms in three times. It's totally awakening. Wait. On this song, it does the Lord's Order again.
It does?
It does. Pokey, Blinky, Tinky, Nibbly, and Wiggly again. I noticed.
In that order?
Yes. And then, yeah. Just another thing to point out. So three times a canon, one time in merch. Like, they're doing this on purpose. They've got a thing going here.
Yeah. My main one, I think it's to Wiggly. If it's not to Wiggly, it could be to Willabella. Or to one or the other, or both, Lex and Hannah. Those are my main guesses. Which do we dig in first? Do one of yours.
Let's do Lords, because mostly all of my stuff is on the Lords. I hardly have anything for any of the others.
Cool. I don't either, but most of it's Lords,
I've,
too.
Like, broken down the lyrics. Like,
you wrote the whole song?
No, yet? I haven't wrote down the whole song. I wrote down, like, the ones that I think are important that could correlate to different characters.
Great.
So, one of the lines is, got me in the spell you cast. I think that's probably referring to Willabella, right? Or it could be a lord.
Got me in the spell you cast. So, this implies that someone is limiting Webby.
Yes. That they are projecting a spell on her. I think it could apply to
our main three. Because lords keep interrupting everything she wants to do and she has to stop them. Hannah.
Oh, so you don't think it's, like, a literal spell? Unless it is.
It could be. We'll get to that.
Okay.
With Hannah and or Lex, Webby is forced to act through them, therefore limiting her powers.
Right.
And then with Willabella, it would be a literal spell, but...
Because she was said to be a witch, yeah.
Yes. What do you think is most likely?
I mean, I interpreted it as Willabella. I hadn't thought about it being Lex or Hannah. I thought about it being maybe the Lords, but I think it's probably Willabella.
I'm leaning towards it being the Lords. Because Willabella, there's a line, she can't do much more than spook a few trick-or-treaters on Halloween.
Oh, yeah!
Unless the spell was done before she was
hanged.
Well,
she had the black book.
She had the black book, so she could have done something to Webby then that is still affecting her.
Yes.
But I don't know how permanent magic is in this kind of world. Because sometimes it'll fade away, or sometimes it just kind of goes away after the person dies. Though Willabella's not completely dead.
Yeah. How would it relate to the Lords, then? Can you get into that more?
Because they are... Got me in the spell you cast. Something is trapping or limiting her.
Mm-hmm. So you think that they are more powerful than her? All
in all technicality, there are five of them and one of her, as far as we know.
Yeah, but, like, if we're talking about each individual lord. Like...
Individually, also, yes. Because Webby is forced to act through Hannah. Wiggly has, like, Wilbur, who is totally doing whatever he wants him to.
Sniggles, yeah, he's
Sniggles,
got a
lot. Linda. He can corrupt all kinds of people to overthrow Webby's one person.
Yeah, true.
And really the same thing with the others, with the exception of, like, Tanky, who we only see interact with one person at a time.
Yeah. And then there's this other line, unlike the witches you summon. What do you think that means?
That one is another one that is kind of why I think it's probably the Lord's, because Willabella is a witch herself.
She's a disciple of Wiggly, yes.
Who, therefore, she could have been kind of summoned by the Lords or someone who is already working for them, like Wiley or a yeah, member of the church. Definitely. Do you have anything on that?
No. I just thought it was a weird line. There's this other line. I suppose you'd have me empathize, and then the used to keep me at your side. That sounds... I interpreted that kind of like she's at like a student, maybe, or like she's learning from someone. Maybe she was learning from like a Lord or something.
I'm gonna kind of get into my overall interpretation of the song with this. I think with lines like that, someone who was either like a mentor, a teacher, or a role model, someone she looked up to, or someone who taught her how to maybe use her powers or whatever, betrayed her, stabbed her in the back.
Yes.
And now she wants revenge.
That's what I wrote down, yeah.
Which, again, I'm leaning towards the Lords because she's been with them forever, unless she's older than them, which is possible.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
But even so, they could have taught her things more likely than our other three options would have.
Yes, definitely. Could it have been Miss Holloway?
That's what I was saying before. I don't know. I think Miss Holloway, at the very least, knows a little bit about Webby because she asks, is she has a spider? Book. And she
yes,
has the...
Yes, she knows about her. She asks, yeah.
And you're right, she has the black book. But I'm not sure if she's actually interacted with Webby before. Maybe this is another thing, perhaps pointing towards her being kind of evil. In the black book, she's listed as bad as the Lords. Because... Miss Holloway looks scared.
Oh, she does?
When she's familiar with the name, and she's kind of cautious with how she asks about it. She doesn't look scared.
Yeah, she seems familiar with her because she asks if she's a spider, and so, like, she at least knows about that form, and so that would imply that she knows about the other form, but she doesn't want Hannah to know that she knows too much.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows about her in some sense, but, like, how much does she know?
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of wondering if maybe, like, the Lords were maybe individually training Webby to be evil, and then, like, she broke off and decided that she wanted to be on the good side.
Yeah, I think that's completely possible.
Did we talk about the you have a tendency to stab my back about enough?
I don't know if I have anything else to say on it, other than she's been betrayed and wants revenge.
I mean, I don't think that Lex and Hannah would do that. I think that the Lords would do that, and I think Miss Holloway would do that, maybe, since I think she would in certain situations, but I think the Lords definitely would.
I don't know. I feel like Webby could totally read Hannah pushing her away as a betrayal.
Yeah, but, like, this is before that.
Yeah, but it could have happened with past people she was with, if she was with people in the past, or yeah, with Lex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, another line is, I'll enjoy it as I watch you squirm. So, like,
she's got a big plan.
And she's, like, taking pleasure in this person's pain. She's, that, like...
Revenge.
Yes, revenge. So this is kind of, like, implying that she's not totally perfect and, like, this perfect good being, like... Maybe she has ulterior motive. She is taking revenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one that I really like is she says a few times in the song, the iris of your eye is black. And then at the end, she says the iris of my eye is black.
I wrote that down too.
I think it is totally possible that she used to be like the Lords. She was like in the black book because it was so long ago. She could be listed as a big bad monster like them.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously eyes make you sort of think of Blinky.
Yeah. But because the only difference there is your and my, it makes it feel like whoever she's singing about and herself are one and the same to some extent.
Yeah, it does. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Which, again, brothers, most likely them.
Yeah. Should we take that literally, or do you think it's just like a metaphorically kind of thing?
By literally, you mean whose eye has a black pupil?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to take it that way because then it's, like, only Blinky, right?
Well, no, because his are yellow, or are they purple?
No, he's got a black dot in the middle, and then... Or is it purple in the middle?
Wait, yeah, no, it is purple in the middle, because the whites of his eyes are yellow, and then they're purple in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Bleakley has
blue. I don't think any of them have a literal black dot.
Yeah. Could that be, like... I guess that could just be interpreted as, like, being on the bad side, like, being evil, black and white.
Yeah, I don't want to take it literally, because then it's, like, there's nothing really to dig into.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
Yeah, I think whoever she's singing to or about is someone similar to herself.
Yeah. Another line is, "What's the point of giving love and trust for? I thought it's something that was worth the fight for." And then it shows Pokey's face, or, like, his
kind of body. Oh, you're really breaking this down.
So, like, what do you think that means?
What do you want me to say? Like, what's the point of giving love and trust for? I thought it's something that was worth the fight for, and now I wonder what I worked so hard for.
That's a different character.
I don't care if it's a different character, it's still the Lords. Okay. I don't think it specifies to them, because then it doesn't really... Okay, you clearly have a thing, otherwise you wouldn't have done it. So you should start the thing.
I don't have a thing, I just think it's interesting that, like, I mean, maybe they didn't do it for that, like, specifically for the lines, but, like, they just put the Lords in that specific order, so...
The order matters, yeah.
Yeah, the order. Maybe they just did it for the order, and the lyrics don't matter.
So you think the lyrics matter, why?
I don't know, I just think they're interesting. Like, at first I thought they, like, corresponded to the specific Lord, but now you're making it seem like they don't.
Well, so maybe you gave me a face like you thought I was so wrong, so why do you think it is the other way?
Hang on, let me look at the other one. Well, like, this one, for Blinky, it says, "And now I wonder what I worked so hard for. I even thought that I could give my life for you." Like, that means something. Come on, that has to mean something.
It doesn't. Of course it means something. Almost all the lyrics in the song mean something, but yes. I don't think it necessarily means Blinky. She sacrificed her life for Blinky. I think it's for whoever she's singing the song about, which if it is multiple Lords, then it could be all of them. It could just be Blinky. But if it is to one person, it is probably, like we've said, Wiggly. We've listed the thing
I've already. Always interpreted it that if it zooms in on, like, each of the Lord in that specific, like, line.
It doesn't make sense for any of the others, though.
I guess not, but, like, we don't know their histories. It could.
Because they all correlate to, like, one feeling, emotion that she could have for one person.
Like one Lord?
Yeah. "What's the point of giving love and trust for? I thought it's something that was worth the fight for. And now I wonder what I worked so hard for. I even thought that I could give my life for you. I was the only one that loved and cared for. Have you noticed that I have it in for? As I grow older, then I have no need for the web I spin for you." It just... I'm looking at your notes. So, "as I grow older and I have no need for the web I spin for you" is on Nibbly? Is that what that says?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, if it's about Nibbly.
I know, I'm not the one who did this song!
I know, that's what I'm saying, is it's probably just about one, or the group in total.
Yeah, maybe it is about the group in total.
This is a really great argument.
But that line stands out, though, like, "she can age as I grew older," that quote.
Oh yeah, yeah. But that doesn't have anything to do with Nibbly.
Yeah, I know that, but, like, now we're talking about something separate. I'm gonna go back to that.
No, if we're gonna go back to it, do it now.
Okay. I'll do it after we finish this. And then it goes back to, like, the teaching thing. Like, she was a student. Like, she had a mentor.
Yeah, whoever she's singing to was this mentor.
Yeah. And then, like, when it does that line, it zooms in on Wiggly, so I feel like
he... Which one does it zoom in on Wiggly for?
"If I'm a trust, I'm gonna trust in me. You may have taught me, but I'm now learning. All this time I've been entangling." And then zooms in on Wiggly. Like, it just makes a big point to zoom in on him. So I feel like he would be the one who was trying to teach her to be bad. Then she, like, rebelled and then turned on the good side.
Completely agree.
If we're going with that she is totally good. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's all wiggly. Personally, that is my number one thing. I have other things I will get to later.
I don't think it's all wiggly, but okay.
Well, tell me why.
Well, I...
Because otherwise, for people who don't know us, it's going to make no sense if we're doing this argument and you don't give support.
I'm just going to cut what I said then.
No, I love this argument. You can't cut it. It's so funny.
So, Tanky's one is, I was the only one that loved and cared for. Have you noticed that I had it in for? Nibbly's is, as I grew older, that I have no need for the web I spin for you.
So, again, with this, the thing with the one that Pokey has and the one that Tinky have are very similar kind of thing. I really, truly think it's just for one person or group in total.
I think it's group in total, then.
All right, but before you thought it was one on one, and I want to know why.
Well, because it does the, like, individual things.
That's not good enough. That doesn't...
Because, like, otherwise, why would they do that?
When they cut?
Yeah, like, cut to each individual lord. Like, obviously it's a cool thing, and I love that they do that, but, like, why? They're showing the specific order again, yes, but otherwise, why? They could have done any other order. Like, the, one of the lines could have been, like, the, and now I wonder what I work so hard for, I even thought that I could give my life for you. That currently is Blinky's line, but that could be Wiggly's line. Like, they could have just switched it up like that. Like...
Well, okay. I imagine lyrics were written and everything before visuals were devised.
Yeah, probably. But, like...
And they know... They followed the order that they've been following. So I... Again... I don't know how closely this... Each segment each one has correlates to each one being itself. Because lyrics were probably written before the visual was... thought up.
Yeah.
And maybe they had the idea of doing this, but the order is the order we've been seeing. So it's, I mean, they could have scrambled the lyrics to match the people more, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah.
If that's likely.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to this one line. Yeah, it's for Nibbly, but that doesn't matter, I guess.
So funny.
But the baby of the line says, as I grew older... And the rest of the line doesn't matter, but it's just that one bit. So she can age, like,
yes,
she can grow older. Like, that kind of implies that all the lords can, but, like, I don't think that they can die, though. But, like, she can still age?
Yeah, okay, so years happen.
Yes.
Years happen, and...
But I don't think she's gonna, like, get old and get wrinkles on her face and stuff.
I know, hang on. Coming with age, age is, like, years occurring, you are still alive.
Yes.
And so these immortal beings, they are still aging, they're just not physically changing. Like, she could be thousands of years old.
Yeah.
But she's not physically changing, though her powers and things can evolve.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, the web could be, like, a training wheel thing that helps her do things. But now as she's growing older and getting better at using her powers and her skills and talking to humans like Hannah and Lex, she might not need that anymore.
Yeah.
Or who, and she doesn't need whoever her mentor was anymore. Because with age comes experience.
Yeah, but, like, Webby seems very, like, conflicted throughout the song. Like, she's having troubles. Like how she's talking about... Like, how she's happy that the person is having a hard time. Like, I'll enjoy it as I watch you squirm.
Are you saying, like, the lines that we were just talking about, the ones that are overlapping with the Lord, she's feeling bad but also enjoying it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, and throughout the song she's repeating, take it back, take it back.
Mm-hmm.
What is she taking back?
So, I feel like there's two main ways this could be interpreted, but, I mean, there's probably hundreds of other ways if you wanted. But take it back, like we were saying, she feels kind of at least a little bit bad about what she's doing, so she could be like, I wish I could take it back, but I can't. Or it could be talking about, I'm talking about my past, therefore taking whoever is listening back.
Yeah, that could be, yeah, that could work.
But yeah, those are the main two.
Another line is, no doubt that I'd drop dead, you'd find me tangled up in the web I spin for you. So she can die?
Well, we've kind of hit this roadblock before. Can these beings actually die?
Yes, we talked about this with Blinky. And I came to the conclusion that, like, I don't think they can die. I really don't think that they can die. But here she is saying that, like, she can die. But
she doesn't say die. Or does she?
She said, I dropped dead.
I dropped dead. Okay.
I mean, that's, like, the same thing.
Yeah, it's about the same thing.
And if she truly is, like, less powerful than the other lords, then she maybe would die. But I don't feel like she would. Like, she is so important to the Hannahs in these timelines that, like, it would be, like, really bad for the Hannahs. That, like, I don't know. I don't know. I guess that doesn't really, it doesn't matter. But I don't know. I don't think she can die, but maybe she can.
I don't know if she can actually die, because with, like, all powerful magical creatures like this, it's kind of, it's not, they don't normally fully die. She can be, like, I interpret the line as something along the lines of her powers could be diminished, she could be stripped of powers, mm-hmm. something like that. Or, I really, the main thing I take that line for is whatever she's doing to this person is hurting her.
Yeah.
She's getting tangled in the web. And so whatever she's doing is not exactly good for her.
Yes, and there's a previous line. It was, I didn't write down the exact quote, but there was something about, like, being burned in her own web. So it is hurting her in some way.
Yeah.
Why would she even be burned in her own web?
If someone else could have made it for her.
I mean, this is separate from timelines, right?
Questionable. What do you mean by this? What, like, specifically?
That she is talking about in this song.
So the event she's
what
talking about
What is the
about
web
in this song?
She is referring to?
So the main thing when we think web, we think thing that's trapping Willabella, the Witchwood Forest itself.
Sure.
I think this song is more talking about either the timelines themselves, or if she's singing this song to Hannah, then it's the confusing things she's kind of teaching her could be described as a web that trying to make sense to her.
That was one of my notes. That was, who is she spinning the web for? Would it be Hannah?
But that question, it could also be a web sort of trap to catch whoever she is singing about.
Yeah.
Okay, just a few more thoughts on why I think if it's a specific one, it's specifically Wiggly. It's partially because of the only thing we've been exposed to, but from what we know, Wiggly has a very special hatred for Webby.
Oh, he hates her, yes. He hates her with a fiery passion.
Now, Otho just kind of doesn't want her there.
Mm-hmm.
But Wiggly very much hates this woman.
Yes.
The other ones, there's no mention of her. Because she doesn't interact with him. Because they don't interact with
him. I feel like we can safely assume that they don't like her, though.
Probably, but Wiggly's got an extra special layer of hatred
there.
And then the thing I was saying earlier with the irises, she's similar to whoever this was, and that's part of why we think it's the Lords. We were talking about the Order a lot a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, in Lords Part 2.
And if the Order the names are in is power level, and Wiggly is the most powerful at the bottom, which kind of doesn't make sense, but whatever. If that is the...
What do you mean at the bottom?
He's the last one listed.
Oh yeah, on the merch shirts, yeah.
Yes. If he is the most powerful one, he could very easily be viewed as a mentor or role model, or
someone who
sets the expectations.
For sure.
Someone who taught her, which is what the song is talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Those are kind of things that point me to him more than the others, but I also think it could very easily be the whole group.
Yeah.
One of the first lines is, why do you haunt me like a ghost? And Wiggly is very frequently appearing around Hannah and Webby.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's scaring this girl so bad.
Like, Webby can't shake this guy.
Yeah.
So, haunting. But also, that one could point to Willabella a little bit better because she's kind of dead almost.
Yeah, he does act kind of like a ghost. Like, he's just popping up all the time. Like, they at least expect him to say nay.
And then at the very beginning, we mentioned it could be Lex or Hannah that she's talking about because they're limiting her. It's probably not them, but if it is.
Yes.
When we look at the Yellow Jacket song, if we interpret it as being about Webby, Lex doesn't like her.
No, she doesn't like her.
And so maybe they're mad at each other.
Yeah, I feel like that could work. She's, like, kind of holding this grudge against her.
You want to talk about the Yellow Jacket song?
Sure, let's get into that song.
We've talked about it a little when we're not recording, but Webby is who we're both leaning it towards being about.
Yes, I definitely think it's about Webby now. I brought this up in, I think it was Lords Part 2, or maybe...
I think it was that one. Yeah. It might have been.
But I had, like, this realization. I was like, oh my god, could it be about Webby? And then, yeah, I think it's definitely about Webby.
Who are other options if it's not? Maybe Pamela?
Yeah, maybe Pamela.
And
I really don't think it is, though. Like,
It's probably Webby, but we're just kind of...
The lines, though! Like...
The lines!
The lines! One of these lines, one of them is, you are so, so convincing with your highlighted hair. Which, like, the she's got just bright white hair. Like,
it's not highlighted, though.
No, but it's very recognizable.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think it's about Webby, too. But, no, just...
Yeah.
If it's not, I think it's probably Pam. I guess it could be Ethan, but that's, I only think that because of the first line.
How would it be Ethan?
It wouldn't be Ethan, but the first line has started like a honeymoon.
No.
It's
not Ethan.
It's not Ethan. She is mad at Ethan at the end of the episode, though.
Yeah, but, like, she wouldn't do that to him. No.
She's not doing anything. And also the thing with Liar on the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, those are our other options, but we both are leaning towards it being Webby.
I really think it's Webby, yeah. And I talked about this a bit on Lords, but there was the go back to your boys line. That's gotta be Lords, like...
Yeah,
the Laura's in black, right? Like, mm-hmm. Her brothers. Which implies that Lex knows about them.
Yeah, unless maybe Webby was a part of Working Boys.
Oh my god. Maybe?
No, there's no way, but that'd
be
really
so funny.
I don't really think she's one of the Working Boys, but...
That'd be so funny,
It'd be really funny.
Yeah, and then the I Never Loved You line. I mean, that kind of ties into... it being Webby. Because she definitely wouldn't say that to Ethan.
No, she wouldn't. I really don't think it's Ethan, but we were really just shooting for things.
Yeah.
But what was the line?
I never loved you.
I never loved you. But that would mean that she never wanted Webby there, which is a lie. But, I mean, this is a song, so everything's amplified.
Yeah. I guess.
Because she says she remembers Webby as being her imaginary friend because she was lonely or something like that. Which means she wanted Webby there to some extent.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
And when we see Hannah get rid of Webby, it's Hannah doesn't want her anymore.
I feel like this is just... I feel like we see these events... I mean, I feel like we see this song take place after... some events, and then she's just lashing out. Like, she doesn't mean some things that she's saying.
Yeah, but probably.
I'm not sure what it could be after, though.
Maybe Webby, like, left Lex for Hannah without much warning.
Yeah, maybe.
And then Lex felt like she was abandoned. And then she forgot everything.
Oh, I had a thing. And so I said before that I thought maybe it could be, Pamela. And I totally forgot that Lex smokes. Like, we see her smoke in Black Friday. I can't believe I forgot that. But I'm wondering maybe now if it could be like Lex singing as Hannah, since like she's talking about the Yellow Jacket stuff.
Yeah, that kind of sticks out as odd, doesn't it?
And like, Lex would have, she has no idea about that stuff. And so this is her like lashing out and just the she's just feeling sad and mad at Webby, and I feel like that would make sense, but, I mean, why not just have Lauren do it, but I feel like that would make sense, though, since she's talking about the Yellow Jacket stuff, and I think everything else would make sense, all the other lyrics. Also, the I never loved you thing, that doesn't really make much sense, but I don't know. Do you have anything to say on this?
All right, hear me out. What if... Your eye roll. Say it! Okay. What if, so when Lex had Webby, Lex fought at the Rollerama as Yellow Jacket, but then she forgot. But they kept the costume, and that's why Hannah did not get to pick her costume, because they had Lex's old costume just lying around.
That would be so perfect, though. Like, it would actually kind of make sense, though. Because she doesn't get to pick her name, she doesn't get to pick her costume, or, like, her colors or anything. That would actually kind of make sense. But wait, no, because, like, she doesn't know about it. Or wait, no, because she could have forgot.
She forgot. She could have done any number of things.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe in a different timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
I have a few. Do you have anything else in the song?
I don't think so.
There's a part in the song where she says, go in 15 rounds this time. The power peaks at 15.
Oh, I didn't notice that when I heard it.
So 15 times around the sun.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the gift peaks at 15, yeah.
And then the line, it's like, now it's your turn to despair. She wants revenge for whatever this is.
She's, oh, yeah. Whoever's singing this,
like,
is gonna
keep
mad.
You in chains and... there's a this lot person of is revenge not things. Happy.
Yeah. I had a thing. I didn't write it down, but maybe they're, like, the Web I Spin for You and Yellow Jacket, they're, like, talking to each other, kind of. Like, since they're both, like, revenge, but they're, like, kind of, like, a back and forth, but it's, like, kind of mad at each other, at, like, whoever is singing.
So, Lex and Webby are at war.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Sure.
I mean... I guess it could work. I was gonna say this too when we were doing the first part of Web I Spin for You, but I feel like Lex probably didn't teach Webby to the extent that she's singing about in the song.
But it could be Hannah, though, if it's Hannah singing in the song, and Hannah could have taught Webby something.
Mm, yeah.
Because I feel like Hannah and Webby are kind of helping each other out. They're both beneficial for each other. Like, they both kind of need each other.
Yeah. Well, regardless of who is singing Yellow Jacket, what character, if it's about Webby, is the thing with liar, is Webby lying to this person?
Oh.
Could Webby have maybe been more manipulative when she was dealing with Lex, and since that went horribly, is being a lot more friendly and unsuspecting with Hannah?
I mean, yeah, I think she could. She could be feeling like... Would she be feeling the regret of that, or would she just be feeling, like, the anger?
I mean, she's got good in her, so I think if she's doing anything slightly bad, she'd feel a little bit of regret.
Yeah, I like that. That could work, I think.
Do you have anything else on the Yellow Jacket song?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
I think I'm good, too. All right, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for being patient with us as we worked on getting that one put out. Life kept happening, and that episode just took us longer than it should have to get done. But thank you for waiting. Part 2 of that episode will be coming out as soon as we possibly can. Until then, our doors are always open, so please feel free to contact us at The Apotheosis Podcast on Instagram, Gmail, or YouTube. We hope you have a la-di-da-da day.